A mother beckoning her children over, hand moving intermittently between resting on the guardrail by the side of the pool and finger combing her hair. She turns to the table, seeking one of the water flasks, poking above towels, dry clothes, abandoned goggles, rucksacks, and half-emptied lunch boxes. The two daughters approach but walk beyond the temporary base, seeing mother distracted, face now turned away while arms still extend forward. She's hydrating her thoughts. So they knowingly overshoot. Their destination, the diving board, joining a gathering of children snaking around the far corner of the pool. A toddler is standing at the end of the board, pausing. Not through fear, but sizing up this particular span. Her feet suffusing the surface beneath. Knees bent and straightened. The wobbling. Unfamiliar. Thrilling. Thank you. I have to turn away. It's too much feeling myself teetering over an uncertain future minus the toddler's quivering glee. Of course, I too am hoping for the pleasure I anticipate the girl will find on breaking the pool's skin, but sensing I might be faced with a substance closer to concrete that can only splash my innards through my own flimsy membrane, I'm left shuddering. Either way, whether a refreshing, welcoming plunge or a full stop splattering, I would like to have a suitable gap in order to do a pike, a tuck or two. My head hurtling to the ground, but nevertheless an Olympian regardless of my fate. A priggish fellow belly flops into the pool, bellowing on impact, continuing to birth a stream of varying cadences, attempting to disguise the dual agonies of pain and humiliation. Ah, yes, water hurts too, for the surface area of a middle-aged spread meets greater resistance. Perhaps as we age, we all become more here, have more in common with what's around us, all those objects we clatter into. A youth's matter, what passes for presence, isn't fixed, rather flows. But as you age, everything slows down, becoming closer to a thing. A clay mug can be clinked by a teaspoon, a tabletop subjected to drum rolls. The mime's breath appears to reveal a sheet of glass. Blood slows too, takes its time transporting oxygen around familiar passages, collects, coagulates, stops to rest, gives up. Thank you.